This segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time, Catfish Pro Catfishing Baits and Catfish Supplies, the Bow Barn in Greenville, Texas, right there on I-30, Ultramatic Feeders, and AGM Global Vision, maker of the spotters and thermal scopes that I hunt with. Well, friends, it is time to visit with my buddy Bill Carey. Now, Bill owns Striper Express, he and his son Chris, up on beautiful Lake Texoma. Now, I know that some of you are listening to a podcast of our show that's on all these terrestrial radio stations. So I don't want to confuse anybody. The Dallas Safari Club is underway. Mr. Bill Carey is got a booth there, and there's hordes of people coming through and visiting with Bill, talking about striper fishing up at Lake Texoma. But if you're listening to this later as a podcast or whatever, don't come running to the Dallas Safari Club, because it's going to be closed. Bill, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
Always put a disclaimer, because, you know, a lot of people are listening, you know, real time on the radios here. But I've always had a fear of saying, come on down and visit with Bill at the Dallas Safari Club, or Luke's going to be here signing, Larry signing our books. The truth of the matter is, there's nobody going to be there a week from now. But there's a big turnout. This is the first time at the Dallas Safari Club for you to be to have a booth, but I'm sure glad that I enjoyed coming by, you know, there and spending a little time in the booth with you. Gosh, I know I've known about Striper Express and fished with you guys since you started. So
yes,
you might say I'm kind of a, oh, I don't know.
Charter member.
Charter member of Striper Express. Yes, sir. Well, it is big fish season, big striper season. I've been impressed since middle of last year, all the big, way bigger than I'm used to, stripers coming out of Texoma. But now is the time that it's kind of like the blue catfish the trophy season in a way. It's when you throw those big roadrunners, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, sirree. We go to the roadrunner, and we put a 7-inch white curl tail worm on it. Big presentation, big bait, big fish.
That's the key. And the white or the glow is kind of usually a go-to. I know chartreuse works too, but it seems like when I'm fishing with you guys up there in the winter, that seems to be the go-to color.
It is. It is the white glow. Yes, sir. It is something. Glow, folks, is what it glows underwater, just like it sounds.
Yep. And the jig head size varies from day to day sometimes, right?
Well, Luke, you know, for years, I'd order those 1-ounce loo, and, boy, I'd donate a card, meaning hang up. Now, we mostly stick with 1/2 ounce with that tail on the end of it, working structure. We're not fishing real deep. It just works fine.
Yeah. Well, I know, and like in, say, the Roadrunner type baits other times of the year, it's a real windy day. Sometimes you'll go a little bit heavier jig, won't you? You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Little Dave likes to use 1.5 ounces. He'll, I don't like to jig fish over 30 foot, but he'll jig fish down as deep as 50. So, yeah, 1.5 ounces, big 5-inch tail.
And he'll be fishing down lower there, in especially in the wintertime, you know.
Right?
Yep. Well, Bill, as far as, you know, patterns, I know that you and, you know, your team of guides, y'all have patterns that you run. You'll go from, you know, one point or whatever to the next or the – especially, I remember fishing with you in the winter. There's an area I could go there, but I couldn't even start to describe where it is. There's a shoal, shallower water falling off into the channel, and those fish stack up there big time, you know? But, you know, Bill, the big baits, you know, big bait, big fish, that's the saying that we've always said, but the bigger baits, you catch not only the great big ones, but you can also catch other. Those stripers are so aggressive, even the smaller fish sometimes hit those big baits, don't they?
Yes, sir. I remember when I came up here back in 77, we caught 23 fish. 5 were 10 to 15 pounds, and they cut a gizzard shad that would go a pound, maybe bigger. And I laughed with him. I said, this is what I throw and catch on them stumps and little largemouths. It was just floored me that that fish would eat a foot-long gizzard shad.
They and then you take a striper that's 15 pounds. I mean, there's no telling what size gizzard shad they could feed on. And they probably do. They probably, metabolism and all in the wintertime, you know, it slows down. But they probably... When they probably like a big meal where they don't have to be chasing around all the time, you know?
I think you're right. They eat big bait, that's for sure.
Yep. Well, as far as areas of Lake Texoma in the winter, not too distant. Well, we're in mid-January now, but the not too distant future, it's going to be spawning time before we know it. What, a couple, you know, that's going to, the eggs are going to start developing and all, and in another month or so, right, they'll start gravitating to the rivers?
You betcha. And we're running routes all the way up the Red now.
Mm-hmm.
We run routes, meaning structure, favorite holes, and we're just running gun, and we're going all the way up the Red right now because the males go up first and they stage, and they'll be leaving here in the next month. And then we've got the craziest spawn. It lasts for 60 days. It starts in March, and it goes all the way to the beginning of May.
It's a long, drawn-out spawn. It is. A lot of people think that, And like the white, striper, in a sense, is somewhat like a white bass, sand bass, because they're looking for current. They move up in the streams out of the main body of the lake. But you're right. It's Texoma is so big that, say, a striper that was been staging down at Eisenhower area, I mean, uh-huh. It's going to take him a while or her Mother Nature is going to tell them it's time to spawn. It's going to take them a while to get up in the streams, isn't it? You really?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I've always told people, the females, this lake has so much diverse, you know, there's 580 miles of shoreline, that the females are in different stages of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the spawn lasts for 60 days, because they're not all ripe at one time. And folks, we want to tell you, these fish run up rivers like a white bass or like a salmon. They don't lay eggs on a bed. They drop their eggs in moving water, like Luke said.
Yep, they do. And then we've said this a thousand times, but people listening the first time may not understand why Texoma is such a striper fishery. And the key, I don't think even the biologists do this back in the 40s or whenever, but the salt domes up around Vernon, Texas, mm-hmm. under, you know, the salinity in the river is just right to make those eggs buoyant. You know, everybody knows that things are more buoyant in salt water. Well, the eggs too. And when the runoffs, the spring runoffs happen, and the current is in the Red and the Washita River also,
yep.
Those eggs just tumble along really slowly, and they're not sedentary. They don't lay on the bottom like Bill said. So that's the key to success, mm-hmm. isn't it, Bill? You know?
Yes, sir. You know, I got corrected a year ago. It's 3,450 tons a year of salt that enter this lake.
3,050? 4,000? Good gosh. It's hard to imagine that much salt. I guess that underground salt deposit, it just slowly, it must be huge, Bill, because it's been going on forever, you know. I guess the water just washes over that into the stream bed, and
that's the secret why we have the best documented freshwater spawn of striped bass in the country.
That's true, folks. If you're listening and you may not be from Texas or far from the South, we're kind of on the edge of the Southwest and South, but if you're not from North Texas area, Texoma is located about a little over an hour north of Dallas, and mm-hmm. and Lake Texoma lies on mostly in Oklahoma, you know, but the borderline runs right through there. The Red River, yes, sir, and you have to have a special Texoma license, I guess, Bill, unless you're over what? If you're 65 or older, I think you can use your regular license. Is that right?
That is correct.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's a $12 license. It's different than any animal in this state here.
Yeah.
But, it's a $12 license, and we are mostly in Oklahoma, but we're right here on the border.
Border Lake. Yep. Well, Bill, I know you've been really busy talking to folks at the Dallas Safari Club, and I know you've already told me that's a win-win for you to get to in front of so many people, get to brag on what I think is the best striper lake, and it's a fact in the Southwest, yes, you know. People can track you down, striperexpress.com. Pretty simple, isn't it?
You betcha. Yeah, you can holler at us. We'll get you on some fish.
Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess. Smoking Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smoking Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokingtex.com. That's smokintex.com. And for seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com. And I want to brag on the Y.O. Ranch headquarters. I enjoyed a turkey hunt down there this spring. That is an awesome place if you want to just take the family down to tour. If you want to plan a deer hunt in the fall or an exotic hunt during the summer, plan a turkey hunt next spring or this spring if you have time, you can check the Y.O. Ranch headquarters out online. Just simply go to yoranchheadquarters.com.